Trees, 1950. Merrick Boyd, Pencil, Coloured Pencil and Watercolour on Paper, 247 by 180 millimetres. In portrait orientation, mounted on white board, dimensions of the outer timber frame are 440 by 360 millimetres. Perforations along the upper edge of the drawing show it has been removed from a spiral-bound sketchbook. The drawing is in two layers, with the pencil and coloured pencil work laying the foundation of the piece and a blue watercolour wash applied over the top. The initial background sketch appears to be hasty and quickly captured, with scribbled and dynamic line work appearing in the corner of the sky on the upper right and across the otherwise negative space of the white tree trunks that are overlaid with watercolour. Blue writing across the lower part of the drawing is barely legible. The one word easy to make out is local. The focus of the drawing is the magnificent tree in the centre that leans towards the upper left corner. Behind it, a stand of other trees become like cast shadows in the foreground. The tree trunks are white, pale ground of the original paper. The main tree has a wonderful festoon of negative shapes amongst its substantial branches that fork at the top before disappearing into swirling blue cloud-like shapes of painted canopy. The stand of trees that fill the middle distance are quite evenly spaced and their vertical trunks create a paling-like pattern behind the main tree. The bottom of the large focal tree is finished with blue lines that seem to split apart, as if the tree has large above-ground roots. These nearly parallel lines run into the blue shadows thrown from the stand of trees in the middle distance. They fill the lower third of the composition in a striped blue and white pattern across the whole page. The watercolour used for these stripes on the lower left edge of the paper is yellow in colour, so some of these lower stripes take on a greenish tinge or hue. The drawing is signed Merrick Boyd, 1950, in blue watercolour on the lower right